The Comforter by Sheila Kopp at HavingGod.com. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. John 14, verse 26. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. John 14, verse 18. Isn't it wonderful that we don't have to be alone in this life? That Jesus Christ, who is the Holy Ghost, will come to us. He died for our sins, rose up after the third day, and is alive, walking, talking, and knocking on people's hearts all over the world today. We don't have to be alone. We can have the Comforter, who is Jesus Christ, to come to us and be with us all the time. I love this so much about the Lord. He will never leave us lonely. He will come to us into our hearts if we just but call upon his name. Thank you, Jesus. He is so awesome. The other day, I accompanied my husband to a kitchen cabinet warehouse about an hour's drive from our house. I hardly drive these days. Ever since the Lord has granted my heart's desire to work full-time for him, I've been pretty much a stay-at-home housewife, and my husband does all the driving. I don't mind at all. I'm such a homebody. I get to spend my day with the Lord, which I had longed and desired for all these years, so I don't mind at all. Anyway, the drive was pretty nerve-wracking. We had to go to Route 78, 287, 80, then finally Route 46. All these routes are always busy and loaded with cars. Even though I wasn't driving and decided to take my place at the back seat to have more room for myself and not be too close to the traffic in front of me, I became frantic as soon as we got on the highway. It got worse on Route 287, with everyone not obeying the speed limit at all, but racing their lives away as if there's something really urgent that they needed to get to. With everyone rushing to who knows where, to my left and to my right, I heard the voice of the Lord telling me, "You're going to be all right. Nothing is going to happen to you." I tell you, the whole entire ride there, all I could do was tune into the Holy Spirit and have Jesus speak comforting words to me. Otherwise, I would have asked my husband to turn around right there and then and drop me back home. I was so scared. The Lord kept telling me to have faith in him and to trust in him, that he is in control. I kept saying in return, "Lord, please give me more faith in you to believe that you are in control. Help my unbelief." I just hang on to his words of comfort. "You are fine. Nothing is going to happen to you." We got there and we're all right. I was better on the way back home. I guess I got a little bit more used to the traffic. Still, the Lord's voice was there when I would get a panic attack. Like when traffic is converging and the cars start to just get a little bit too close for comfort. I hate the highway, by the way. People these days take the speed limit as just a suggestion. They don't obey it anymore. Not to mention the speed limit has been raised from 55 to 65 to make it worse for me. I hate to get in the car now and even more to drive. But thank God for his voice. "You're going to be fine. I am in control." I don't know what I'd do without the Lord. When things get scary in my life and I need him, he is always there with his comforting presence. When my niece Alana ended up in the hospital twice a few years ago and we feared for her life, the Lord was there with his comforting words. "She's going to be all right. I'm going to heal her." Sure enough, all was well. He healed her. When my husband and I were both out of work and were wondering what was going to happen to us, all I needed to do was spend more time with him. And he was there with his comforting words. "You're going to be all right. I will bless you. I will make it well for you." and he has. He provided for my husband a wonderful job that he loves, and we're able to stay in our house and not have to move and sell it. The Lord has provided for everything. He's so good. Anytime I need him, all I need to do is just call on his name and tell him my fears, and he comforts me with his voice and his wonderful presence. He assures me and lets me know everything is going to be all right. Jesus tells us that he will not leave us comfortless because he will come to us. I have found time and time again that when I look to him for comfort and trust him to come through for me, he is there. We don't have to be comfortless in this life. We don't have to carry our own fears and worries. We can bring them all to the Lord and find his voice and his comfort. All we need to do is talk to him, spend some time with him, sharing our fears and worries, and waiting for him to come and comfort us. Don't walk away when you're not feeling better yet. Keep talking, keep waiting, and keep thanking him for everything. If you have to do something, do it. Then come back again to him in your thoughts and in your heart and reach out to him. If you can bring your heart and mind to talk to him, even as you go about the day, do it. Because if your heart is continually talking to him, then you won't have to become overwhelmed by your worries and your sorrows. The scripture tells us, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee." Isaiah 26, verse 3. The Bible also tells us that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. If we wait on him to come and comfort us, we will mount up with wings as eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. Prophet Isaiah tells us, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Isaiah 40, verse 31. Truly, God is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He is faithful. He will never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord is faithful until the end. He will come to us and comfort us if we would just look to him for everything. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46, verse 1. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Proverbs 18, verse 24. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Proverbs 8, verse 17. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11, verse 6. And you shall seek me, and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29, verse 13. Prayer. Lord Jesus, I thank you ever so much that you are my refuge and strength in time of trouble. That no matter what challenges I face in this life, you will be there. I thank you, Father, for your great love for me, and that you will not ever leave me lonely. You will come to me. Thank you with all of my heart for you, Jesus. Father, help me today to keep looking to you for my help and my strength. Let me not forget, Lord, that you are there, and that no matter how lonely I may feel or how isolated I may feel in this day and age, please help me to always come to you and find your comfort. You will be there for me, Lord. You will not leave me comfortless. You will come to me. I pray also for those who are taking their burdens and carrying them all on their own. Many are lonely and depressed who need to remember you are always there. We forget that you gave your life for us so that you can become our Savior. You will save us if we just call upon you. Help us to take advantage of that gift you have given to us, of the love you have offered to us. Help us to talk to you all the time. Help us to have faith and bring all our cares to you today, Father. I pray in your most lovely and precious name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.